Access. See 5G device coverage and access details.
It's TalkBack, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the guests or the callers, TalkBack is where Central Louisiana begins its conversation.
Well, hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome on in for TalkBack here on a Thursday morning. I had to think about what
Thursday,
day it is.
Al.
Oh, man.
Thursday, Al. Look, raise your hand up.
High five.
It's high five. National high five day.
Nobody could see the high five.
See, again, if there was a camera, you could see us.
I know. You want cameras.
Well, I said we're just one step away from, you know, what the Kelsey brothers are doing right now.
True.
Come on.
If we had cameras, you're going to have to come in here camera ready, though.
Are you saying I'm not camera ready today, Al?
No, today you are.
I know. I realized I was going to put on the yoga pants and t-shirt like I do some days because, nobody sees you. Then I realized I do have some things going on today.
So you got to make yourself a little more presentable.
I don't have things going on every day, but, you know, when it's phone calls and computer screens.
Right.
And radio with no people.
That's the good thing about radio is you can show up looking any way you want, really.
Anyway, you know what other day? Did you happen to look at the list of days today? I love telling our audience what some of these obscure days are. You want to know the one that stuck out to me, Al?
Which one?
National Transfer Money to Your Daughter's Account Day.
I thought of you when I read that. I was like, I bet Trish can identify with that.
Because it's so funny because I actually had to call my daughter yesterday because she's moving into a new apartment and, you know, having to do all the things for moving into a new apartment. Well, she actually had to write checks for, like, the security deposit, some of those things that, you know, this generation right now, they don't write checks for anything.
No.
She's like, I have to write checks on that. Well, the only checks she has are her original Red River Bank account here. So, hey, make sure we transfer the amount of money because she doesn't have a way to go from her bank up there to, like, it just is a process, Al.
Yeah.
And so I saw that this morning, and you know what? Guess what came to the rescue?
What?
Venmo. Like, who would have thought? As much as I tried fighting Venmo, and I don't love it, but you know what? Venmo was there, and it's so easy, and it works. And, hey, Venmo to the rescue. So,
Venmo. Yay.
And, you know, she's probably not listening. I know she's not listening this morning, but, hey, happy National Transfer Money to Your Daughter's Account Day. She is paying us for all of that, though, by the way. It's just the transferring of the money.
Right.
She is the first one off the payroll.
Wow.
Off on her own.
Wow.
Yep.
It's kind of nice, isn't it?
I know. I'm like one down, three more to go. You had a few more than me. So, but you know how all that feels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yes, they're out there. The wings have spread.
Yeah.
They're on their own. And then when they're doing great things, that's terrific too.
Yeah. So, did you see any of the Caitlin Clark press conference yesterday?
No, I didn't. I thought you were going to say Saturday Night Live. No, I did not see yesterday's press conference.
Okay, so listen to this interaction. It's with a reporter from the Indianapolis Star. And you got to listen to this. And I know we got a call coming in if you guys can hang on. But
I'm waiting to see which way this is going to go, Al.
Yeah, I think this is the clip.
Same time as the draft lottery on the night it happened. I'm not sure exactly who we were playing, but I was hoping that Indiana got the first pick. It would have made my life a lot better. So when I saw that, I was pretty excited. And, you know, obviously that's not every single reason of, you know, why I wanted to leave and, you know, be done with college. I think, you know, I was just ready for a new challenge and something new in my life. You know, felt like I kind of had done everything at Iowa that I possibly could. And we did a lot of amazing things. But to be able to come here and stay in the Midwest and, you know, it's only 5 hours from Iowa City, 7 hours from where I grew up.
Okay, that wasn't the soundbite.
I was the same. Okay.
Hang, let me see if I can find it because it sets up a point here. Because he asks her like the most awkward question, and of course, here it is.
I'm waiting with bated breath over here, Al.
Okay. Yeah.
But hey, I love her whole Midwestern. Yeah, the Midwesterns just love the Midwest.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question. So,
I did. I saw that. I did see that. I didn't know that was the one you were talking about. And what she's doing is holding up her little...
The heart.
You know, the heart.
So, yeah,
hands.
He was doing the heart.
Again,
thing.
If there was a camera, you'd all see that I'm holding
right.
up the heart hands.
Right. So this morning he has a column. It says, Caitlin Clark, I'm so sorry. On Wednesday, I was part of the problem. And he writes, I'm devastated to realize I'm part of the problem. I screwed up Wednesday during my first interaction with number one overall pick, Caitlin Clark of the Indiana Fever. What happened was the most me thing ever in one way. I'm sort of known locally, Cy, for having awkward conversations with people before asking brashly conversational questions. I've done this for years with Colts coaches, Chuck Pagano, Frank Reich, and Shane Steichen. I've done it with Purdue players, Carson Edwards and Zach Edey. I did it with IU's Romeo Langford, talking to them as people, not athletes. Notice something about all those names. They're all men. On the one hand, yes, absolutely, male and female athletes should be treated the same. I'm talking about coverage and respect and compensation and terminology, you name it. Stories have been written about idiots who say or act otherwise. And then along comes a story about another insensitive man, which goes viral on social media, and I decided to write about that idiot, me. What I've learned is I need to be more aware of how I talk to people, not just athletes. I realized after my exchange with Clark went viral and I navigated the first two stages of grief during a discussion with people I care about the most, denial and anger. That's where I was convicted. I was harmless and right when a woman I deeply respect told me, but Caitlin Clark is a young woman and you don't talk to a young woman the same as you would with a young man. And my heart dropped because now I saw it. After years of being so sure I was on the right side of these arguments, I was now on the wrong side, and for the oldest reason known to man and woman, ignorance.
In my That's what haste, he wrote, really, Al?
In my haste to be clever and familiar and welcoming, or so I thought, I offended Caitlin and her family. After going through denial and anger, I'm on the wrong side of this. Me. I now realize what I said and how I said it was wrong. Wrong, wrong. I mean, just wrong. Caitlin Clark, I'm so sorry. What a weenie. That's the only word that came to my head.
Yeah. That's a good word for it, probably. Like, really? He wrote that? Really?
Yeah, so you do something self-serving where you make yourself the object of attention as a journalist.
Oh, we absolutely did.
And then you write a column about it where it just calls more attention to yourself, where it sounds like the whole time you're justifying yourself because... You've done this for years with all other athletes. But the point is, maybe you shouldn't be doing it with any athletes at all.
Right. Well, and look, the thing I looked up right as you were talking about that, I wonder if he's the same one that, did you see the other day, Hannah Waddingham, who you know, the one from Ted Lasso, she was going to an event, you know, dressed, it was a gala event, dressed in her gown and all that kind of stuff. You know, they stop and the reporters all ask questions, takes pictures. And she scolded a reporter who was shouting at her to show more leg.
Oh, wow.
And her comment was, she shouted at him, you wouldn't be asking any of the guys that.
Yeah.
You know, it might be the same guy. I don't know. But yeah, she walked off.
Yeah. Like Barstool Sports, Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever career begins with Greg Doyle being a total creep to her at the introductory news conference. Leslie Gray Streeter, who's apparently a journalist in Indianapolis, says, I've never heard of Greg Doyle until yesterday, and I don't cover sports or Indianapolis. But we've both been journalists for about 30 years, and there's absolutely no excuse for his behavior. He made Clark's tenure here about him, and now he's making his apology about him, too. So.
Yeah, I saw that clip. I was like, that's just weird.
Yeah.
Like, that's all that comes to your mind. Like, okay.
So weird.
Weirdo, go away.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't there like a popular song? I'm a creep. I'm a something.
Yes.
I don't
even
know who that is.
There is. But you know, we were ahead of the times, Al, too, yesterday, and talking about the whole salary and all that kind of good stuff, because I think everybody must have been, all the news media outlets were listening to us.
Yeah.
Because that's where they all went after everybody was calling out the salary and all that kind of stuff. They're like, well, divide out what the WNBA makes. I'm like, Al, they were listening to us yesterday morning.
That's right. That's right. We're trendsetters.
We're so on top of it.
But now, at the same time, she's about to ink a huge deal with Nike with her own signature shoe, which
right.
they're saying an 8-figure deal. So that just means at least 10 million dollars.
And you know, because I've got nephews that are so into like the Nike shoe thing out there, and I can't tell the difference between some of them. I actually told them that when I saw them not too long ago, because they knew, they like looked at this kid, they knew the shoes, they knew how much those shoes cost, like all the stuff.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the shoes, I'm like, they look like a plain red and white Nike shoe. I don't know. Now you're bringing the girls into it too.
Yeah,
I mean, for Nike, it's brilliant,
right?
Because all these young girls that are wearing her jersey out now, they're all going to be wearing these shoes. And so, I mean, fabulous marketing on both sides.
Yep.
For all of them. And that you add that to her other, you know, the State Farm, the, I can't remember the other big one that she's got right now. It's, yeah, the salary is just going to be.
And of course, her jerseys went crazy on sales, but now Fanatics has announced they can't ship them until August. Fanatics is horrible. They have ruined the Major League Baseball jerseys and uniforms, and now they screw this up. So they also bought Topps, the baseball card company, and I'm just cringing at what they're going to do with them. Let's take a call before we go to the break. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Well, they're the Gannett of the sports industry.
Right, right there.
But I don't know. I wonder if that guy, what was his name?
Greg Doyle.
I wonder if he goes into the what it's going to be like in the locker room.
Well, some, you know, a friend of mine just texted me, Doyle works for Gannett, enough said.
Really? Oh, you can't make that up.
Oh, so there true. We go.
Actually, I had a friend who worked at the Indy Star for a long time, and about 7 or 8 years ago, he, of course, had his job axed because he was probably, you know, making a respectable salary and at an older age. Gannett's a horrible company. Fanatics is on their way to being an awful company. There are plenty of awful companies. I saw where the parent company of Odyssey now is going to change CBS Sports radio broadcast to something else as well. And I can only imagine what they're going to do to destroy that. So it's just these huge corporations so many times just don't know how to get it right. Just don't.
Yeah. What's the circulation? I wonder what the circulation and number of employees are at the paper there. That guy may be the only one left.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
Maybe that's why that person had never heard of him, the other journalist, because he may, because it's nobody reads the paper there.
Right. I'm not sure what he's doing now. But all right, man, thanks a lot for the call. We need to take a break. More coming up.
KSYL.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Toyota has introduced the newest Camry. The 2025 sedan is only available as a hybrid. The nation's best-selling sedan for the past 22 years is no longer being produced with a gas-only engine. The new hybrid Camry starts at just over $28,000 and arrives at dealers this spring. There are now 10,000 union members working at Starbucks locations around the country. The tally by Bloomberg was reached by examining National Labor Relations Board data. It was back in November of 2021 when workers at two New York locations voted to join a union for the first time in Starbucks history. Investors today will watch for the weekly jobless claims numbers. Netflix reports earnings after the closing bell. Stock futures are higher this morning. It was a handful of big tech shares that led the sell-off on Wall Street yesterday. The NASDAQ took the worst of it among the three major averages, down by just over 1%. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Talkback is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Now let's get back to TalkBack on KSYO, 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Good morning, good morning. It's a Thursday morning, and it's going to be a hot and humid day today. Muggy day, I guess, is really what you want to say. But sounds like hopefully our weather will be pretty nice by Saturday. At least that's what we're hoping, because it's a big day for the Alexandria Garden District. In fact, it's called Garden District Day. All kinds of stuff going on, and joining us from the Garden District Neighborhood Foundation this morning are Tom Spencer and Annie Collins. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
I know you always did
that. We sounded like a duet.
Yeah, it did.
Like you want to sing it?
Yeah.
Hey, good morning.
That's terrific.
We could use that as our new jingle.
Right. Yeah.
Be careful. Rich Joyce might get you in here and start cutting jingles.
We want royalties.
Well, we don't do that here.
I do have a face for radio, so.
Yeah.
We all do. All right. Glad to have you both with us here today. And, yeah, you keep your eyes on the forecast when you have a big event planned. I know it's always touch and go, but it looks like things will be pretty good for this Saturday, which is Garden District Day, and lots of stuff going on. Where do we want to start?
Well, you know, what a journey it's been for this day coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, this started back at Mardi Gras when we were going to do our Mardi Gras block party. And then we've always had Mutt Strut in conjunction with that event. And then this time of year, we're kind of just focused on our Garden District yard sale. So when the horrendous weather blew through in Mardi Gras, we had to cancel, much to our chagrin. We were so disappointed.
Yeah.
Lots of people were disappointed, but we felt like it was the best decision to make. And the more we thought about it, the more we talked about it, we said, what if we combine all those events, the yard sale, the mud strut, the food drive for the food bank, and our block party to kind of bring it to an end and call it Garden District Day.
Mm.
And it just took off from there, and we had a lot of support in favor of this. You know, weather is always a factor in any event you throw outside, and these events are all outside. So fortunately for us, for Mutt Strut, we enlisted the help of a celebrity judge. And this guy knows weather like nobody's business.
I wonder who that is.
He told me what a great friend of Al's was. Al was probably one of his biggest fans, but Mr. Nick Mikulas has assured us.
He's definitely lying.
He's assured us that this event is going to go on and we're going to do well.
Okay. Well, you've got the Mikulas guarantee.
There
correct.
You go.
So it comes with a t-shirt.
T-shirt, yeah. Sellonbrother.com.
That's right. Great job there.
Yeah, I just happened to look at the forecast, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe I suppose.
Looks like it's going to be a little scattered. You know, the yard sale, you know, probably won't be in the yard. It's probably going to be in the carport. And then, but our event is in the street. It's on 20th Street between Albert and Jackson Street. We're going to be okay if rain or shine. We're doing this. We have our tent. You know, the Garden District Foundation purchased a tent a couple of years back, and we've been able to use our own tent now. So it's covered. It's a big giant tent.
Nice.
The stage will be underneath there, so we can host the Mutt Strut and the judging and all of that, as well as, you know, the band will kick off at 4:00. And by that time of day, I think the weather's going to be scattered out enough that we can dodge, you know, what we need to dodge weather-wise.
So let's talk about some of the events. As you mentioned, it starts with the yard sale in the morning. Give us more details about the yard sale.
Well, the it's instead of having a yard sale where people going from one side of the, you know, town to the other, this is consolidated in the Garden District. So those people who want to have a yard sale have a sign in their yard, and so people can come and they literally can just go block to block, street to street. So we have folks that will be doing that, and that's always been, you know, everyone loves a yard sale, and you know, it's just it's early morning, and then it's usually done by, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which is about the time that Mutt Strut kicks off.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we'll be posting a list today on our Facebook page and on the Garden District Updates page a list of all the residents that are participating,
okay,
as well as a little map so you can kind of eyeball where you want to start and go.
What time will the garage sales start? Does it depend
on people? Are,
yeah,
man.
Some people start at 6.
You can put a time on it, Al. Have you never had a garage sale?
If you put 7, they're going to be there at 5:30.
Yeah, that's right.
We're kind of leaving that at the discretion of the the homeowner that's throwing the event.
Yeah.
So we'll do that.
Okay, I got you.
But knowing those houses and what your routing is going to be is always, you mm-hmm. know, a good plan.
Sure.
Mud
strut is at 2.
But then we roll into the mud strut. And so, the mud strut, for those of you who don't know, is a costume party, and it's also a parade. And so you register your dog. We have pre-registration at 2 o'clock. And then as soon as your dog is registered, you go in front of the judges, and the judges will look you over and size you up and make some decisions. And at 3 o'clock, and that hour in there is a lot of mingling and camaraderie. I mean, that's what this whole block party is about. It's about people. It's about community. It's about seeing your neighbors, about seeing people you haven't met before.
New neighbors,
and new
old neighbors,
yeah,
all coming together. It's
mm-hmm.
true community Americana kind of thing.
That's so cool.
So that's really fun. And then at 3 o'clock, the parade starts. It's a short parade, but it's impressive because we lead off with a banner. Tom has the cart, and off we go, and we circle a few blocks. And it's really kind of kicky, and people bring their canned goods, and they put it in the grocery cart. And so then by the time we get back to the stage, our judges have made decisions, and awards are given, and then the next thing is music starts.
So that many dogs, do you have to have? Do you have concerns about the dogs getting along with each other?
We have had
are the people getting along?
People sometimes are more.
Yeah,
you know, if you got a bad dog, we're asking you to leave that dog.
Yeah,
because we've had some people bring some bad dogs.
Last year we had.
We will ask you to leave.
Three, and she wanted to be right there.
Oh my gosh!
And she didn't want to be in the parade. She just wanted to watch the parade with these bad dogs. And so we kind of said, you know.
Dog didn't want to be there.
But generally, and I have people who say I'm coming, but my dog is not.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
But people, you know, there's two things that everyone loves, and that's dogs and babies. You know, you just can't get past.
You know,
that.
Historically. Talking about the food drive and the mutt strut, you know, the dogs, the mutts, they lead the way on the parade, and we push this shopping cart that 9 years ago we started on a very small scale, and I think we had about 20 people come out.
Yeah,
we were completely unorganized, and we collected, you know, knocking on doors. We went through all over the Garden District, and it was a much longer route than we do now, but now we have the central location at 20th and Albert where people can come, and the shopping cart is there kind of symbolically, but we actually have a pickup truck now parked there because the history of the event, we've been able and fortunate enough to collect thousands, literally thousands of pounds of non-perishable foods for the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. So we feel proud of that.
It's a free event. Mm-hmm. Bring a can.
That's right.
You know,
there you go.
That's your entrance fee.
So Nick is judging the mutt strut.
He has an eye for dogs.
I was going to say he only has a cat. So what does he know about dogs?
We also we have a sponsor for this event as well, and we have sponsors for the whole event. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the music and everything, but for the mutt strut, Alexandria Animal Clinic is sponsoring this, and
Very
they
cool.
will also have a judge on board, and so it's really fun.
It is.
And our stage
for the band is sponsored by Spirits Food and Friends.
Nice.
And
terrific.
Our good friends, our good mm-hmm. you know, corporate neighbor in our neighborhood. You know, we all support those local mm-hmm. neighborhood businesses and stuff, and there we're generous enough to be a part of it, as well as several private donations. You know, we don't make money on this event, not one dime. We lose money every year on this event, but it's something that's important to us. You know, we if you don't drive community together, they're not going to do it by themselves. And so we make it a point to continually do this and just kind of take a little loss to do it. But we feel it's important to not only just our neighborhood, but to the entire community, because we're not blocking this event off. You have to live in the Garden District to come. We want everybody that's in earshot of this show to come to our event. And it,
absolutely, it's family friendly. I mean, pack up your kids, come in town, enjoy what our Garden District has to offer, because these are the good things out there.
It's part of our mission statement. I was looking at our mission statement before, and our mission statement, if you will, is the mission of the Garden District Foundation is connecting, celebrating, and caring for the historic heart of Alexandria. Mm. You know, we're the oldest neighborhood in town. And, you know, talking about the yard sale, our yard sales, you can really find some interesting things. My house is over 100 years old, and I still find things from the people that built the house up in the attic.
Wow.
And these old relics show up at this yard sale. You may find a black iron pot that isn't a Lodge brand. It's an old black iron pot.
Wow.
So it's cool stuff.
Well, if you ever find any baseball cards stuck in the wall, give me a call.
I'll give you a call.
All right.
That's so funny.
All right. The music, again, is from 4 to 8. Any particular bands?
Yeah, Sound of Change. They play often at Spirits. They're some great guys, and they play just a collection of everything. There's something for everybody there. It'll be a street dance. It'll be songs you sing along to. It's a good time.
And one of the things that I noticed last year is that people, when they strolled up, they also strolled up with their bag chair. So everyone is sort of has their, you know, they have their parade mindset.
Yeah.
And they're pretty excited about it. So
we're a BYOB friendly event too. You know, we've had beverage vehicles there before in the past, but that didn't work out. So you're welcome to bring an ice chest, and you know, we'll have, you know, Cokes and Dr. Peppers and things like that. We have Marky D's food truck coming, and he's going to have a great offering: cheesesteaks, smash burgers, quesadillas, all those kind of things. So if you get hungry while you're hanging out, you can get a little food from him.
Very good. All right, it's Garden District Day coming up this Saturday. They've got the garage sale in the morning, the Mutt Strut at 3 with parade, live music from 4 to 8 p.m. Annie and Tom, thank you guys for stopping in here today.
Aww. Thanks for having us.
That's absolutely. Hope you have a perfect day.
Thank you so much.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Hope can strengthen. Hope can encourage. Hope can empower. Together, we can educate, encourage, empower. Be the change.
Change a child's tomorrow and volunteer as a CASA today. Be the change for children in foster care and help change despair into hope. Volunteer trainings are going on now and will continue throughout the year. Find out more and apply today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678. Don't wait to choose to be the safe adult and constant support in a child's life. This project was supported by subgrant number 7137, awarded by the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement through the Office of Victims of Crime, Office of Justice Programs. Start making a difference today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's TalkBack after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
Oh my gosh, Babylon Bee just posted a good one.
Ooh, what is it this time?
Hasbro introduces the new Transition Me Elmo doll. Oh, my gosh.
Al.
You gotta see the picture.
Okay, I'll have to see the
picture. Elmo with like a long purple wig and, oh, and a knife in his hand. Scalpel. Their humor is so irreverent, but you know what's scary about it?
Oh, some of their humor is like,
it happens. Like it ends up happening. Like there've been, they're almost like the Simpsons, where like later you're like, they did a post about it.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, you're on Talkback.
Good morning. I enjoy Talkback.
Thank you.
I've lived here all my life. I really don't know a reasonable definition of where what the part of the Garden District. Where is it? What is it? Where?
How do you define the boundaries of the Garden District?
Yeah, roughly.
Okay. I happen to have a real estate person here who may know that.
And I know they have, like, the Garden District Neighborhood Association has its own boundaries. But, you know, to me, pretty much everything between Bolton and, you know, about when you get to Chester, I would say, kind of in between there and White Street. You've got White Street. You've got Albert Street. You've got Jackson. You've got Marie. You've got Elliott. All of that kind of area in there. I like to call it your old brick streets. Some of them are still brick streets right there. It's the whole neighborhood with, you've got front porches everywhere. I love the feeling of that whole neighborhood. And so I love when they do things like this too, because I like to tell people it is a neighborhood, just because, you know, you've got your outlying neighborhoods that are, you know, have a name and you go in one entrance and it's a whole subdivision. The Garden District has done such a great job of solidifying themselves as a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And doing things like this, and you know, they're so neighborly with each other. There's, you know, running groups in the Garden District. There's moms with strollers that meet every day in the Garden District. All of those things. But that's pretty much that area. So Saturday, if you go down there, you will see, I know everybody that's participating in the garage sale will have a sign out there that they're a part of it. You know, when they do their you know, they do the Christmas open houses, all of those kinds of things. They really are very good about publishing a map that you can follow and go hit all of those places. And if you go up Albert Street, you will find all of it. That's kind of the central hub right there.
Thank you very much. I've been through it so many times, and nearly every week or so I go through it.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you too, appreciate sir. It. Yeah, we appreciate it. So apparently there's a huge like 911 outage across the country right now.
States, I did hear that.
States like Texas, Nevada, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin. Let's see what else they got here. Kentucky and Florida. So, mostly red states. I don't know why.
I know, because, well, that was part of the headlines that I heard. It's like, nobody knows why.
Yeah. Kind of weird.
Kind of makes you go, right?
I need to head to Twitter and see what the conspiracies are.
Yeah. Because that's where you'll start finding them.
Right. All right. I mean, sometimes. I love Twitter, but look, you get some people that come up with some stuff on there. So, but at least, I always find that's the one place you can kind of fact check, and you can see something, and you're like, is this real or not? And then you kind of search around and you find, it's just a couple of people posting this all from the same source. I'm probably not thinking this is a legit thing.
Well, and now they also, you know, you can actually, underneath it, people will correct. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, that's the nice thing, too, when you're reading through some of those things on Twitter.
Well, like, you know, fact-checking is something that journalists used to do.
Or journalists should be like, doing if they think that would be a part of it all, Al.
Yesterday at a stop, Biden suggested that his uncle. You know what I'm going to talk about?
Yes, I do.
That he was
I was about to take a sip of my coffee.
I know.
I couldn't.
I almost had a spit take here. From
you did.
Suggested his uncle, Ambrose Bosey Finnegan, may have been eaten by cannibals in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonathan Turley has a column about this, saying, what's striking about this story is the specificity of the key facts and the facts that they are entirely false.
Right.
So he goes into why it's false. But, I mean, Biden does this all the time. He makes these stops and just starts coming up with stuff, and you're like, that didn't happen. But none of the news media ever really call him on it.
No, nobody calls him on it. Ever. Nobody calls him on it. But, yeah, if you watch the clip, I mean, it is. It's just like he's this rambling, like, where is he pulling this stuff from?
I don't know. But
where does it...
I'm sure people know, older people, that when you get old, your mind starts to, sadly, because of things like dementia or Alzheimer's, you start saying things that aren't true. If you've ever been around a person like that, they'll start saying something, and you kind of look at their spouse, and they're like, no, it didn't happen. You know, like, trying to cover for them, but they're not the president.
Right, so, they're not the president, Al.
Which also yesterday, he made a stop at, like, some little, like, one-stop place or whatever, like a convenience store. And
yeah.
So the day before, you had Trump stopping at a bodega in New York, and the crowd was going wild for him. Biden walks in, and everybody just stands. They're just looking at him. Like, nobody's like...
Oh. Well, I mean, that's what he does all the time. He just...
I mean, he's walking through, and nobody's, like, clapping or cheering.
Like, hey, it's the president.
In
hey,
Pennsylvania.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, near Scranton. You know. Scranton. Wow. I grew up in Scranton. Who is the guy he talks about? The bad dude? Oh, gosh. The name?
Can't help you there, Al. Sorry.
I'll think of it in a second. I want to say pork chop, but I know that's not right. But it's something like that.
I'm going to take a sip of
the last campaign, he's like, Sanchez is a bad dude. Corn pop. That was it. Corn pop. He's a bad dude. We got to take a break.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank. Now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
The IRS definitely ramped up operations since the pandemic slowed them down, and activity only increases from here. Hi, this is Kerry Bryson with the Bryson Law Firm. If you're currently under audit or haven't paid your taxes in the past, now's the time to call the Bryson Law Firm. The IRS has published a Taxpayer Bill of Rights, which says you have the right to retain legal representation, because IRS problems are legal problems, and the Bryson Law Firm focuses specifically on addressing IRS issues for our clients. It's all we do. We get out in front of the IRS, devise the best resolution plan, and work to make sure you're able to take advantage of every program you're qualified to receive. So before you send money to some out-of-town high-pressure company, call the Bryson Law Firm. We're local. Our headquarters are in Lafayette, and we have offices statewide. Or visit BrysonLawFirm.com to schedule your free consultation with your local tax resolution law firm, the Bryson Law Firm. LSB filing number LA2314685.
Dentures. Can't live with them, and you definitely can't live without them. But what if I told you there's a better way? Today's Dental in Pineville is here to revolutionize your smile. Say goodbye to old-fashioned adhesives and endless appointments. They've made getting implants incredibly simple, low anxiety, and affordable for everyone. Picture this: in-office IV sedation administered by a highly skilled, certified nurse and anesthetist, making the procedure low anxiety and stress-free. And the best part? Their multiple finance options make implants truly affordable. Don't wait. If you're ready to replace those old-timey dentures with permanent implants, call Today's Dental on Highway 28 East in Pineville at 448-4540. It's a general dental facility owned by Dr. Jonas Goche. That's 448-4540. Your perfect smile is just a call away. Today's Dental, because you deserve the best.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Talkback is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Now let's get back to Talkback on KSYO, 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
All right, we're back. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
I heard some. I got two things, but I heard something interesting yesterday.
that port in Baltimore, mm-hmm. the report that was on the radio, not your station, but another station, said there that they take that $100 million a day goes through that port.
Mm-hmm.
Is that unbelievable or what?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's a huge port.
In fact, check that one.
Almost like if you were going to try to hurt the country, you'd target that port, you know?
Well, that's what they were talking about, that they think it very well could have been a cyber attack on the on that barge.
You know, all the people on Twitter that were suggesting that were being shunned for being conspiracy theorists, and now the FBI has opened an investigation. And because you see in the video, like, all of a sudden, all the power turns off. And then right before it, it comes back on, and then the boat kind of speeds up, or the ship speeds up and hits that support structure. So
that's scary.
Yeah,
that's scary.
I know.
Well, the last thing I'm going to leave you with, I have a question for you. If you get caught urinating in public, can you just tell them that you're live streaming? Would that work?
Hey, it's worth
later.
A shot.
Love y'all. Bye.
Love you too, man. So. That was good.
Live streaming.
That was good.
That's a good one. That's a dad joke right there. It goes along with the Babylon Bee that I was telling you about during the commercial. And I can share this because I was a longtime CrossFitter out there. I would spend every single day in the CrossFit gym. And we know about people that spend every day in the CrossFit gym, right, Al?
Mm-hmm.
So Babylon Bee had a picture of a guy in the jungle. Said, man, searching through the Amazon jungle for uncontacted tribe to tell them he does CrossFit.
If you know someone does CrossFit, it is...
That's awesome.
It's true.
See, you just get it. The Babylon Bee is just great.
Yeah.
Need a little bit of that in your day.
We do. All right, much more coming up in hour number two. We'll continue to take your calls and come up with sundry topics. So we'll look forward to that here on Thursday.
You've been listening to Talk Back. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria. It's 8 o'clock.